When I was growing up as a Catholic in Ireland, in the Dublin of the 1950s and early 1960s, the church was all about sin, hell, evil, and the devil. And they taught us to be afraid of God rather than to love him. The God they introduced us to was a policeman, a judge, and an executioner. Religious orders like the Redemptorists and Passionists shouted as screamed at us from the pulpit at the parish mission, to the point we could almost feel the flames of hell licking around us in the pew. Every night of the mission, I used to leave the light on when I went to bed, out of fear that I'd see the man with the two horns, the clubbed feet, and the fiery fork in his hand. And then we had the liberal middle and late 60s, and in the church, the Second Vatican Council, and the pendulum swung in the other direction. The talk became all about love, freedom, rights, the individual, and the new age, and we forgot all about sin and wrongdoing. We were hooked, if you like, to the anything goes wagon. We forgot about morality and principles, responsibility and obligations. It is never a good thing in society or in the church when it exists at the extremes. And when that happens, we lose balance, perspective and wisdom. I admire and have visited the magnificent Statue of Liberty in New York Harbour, but I've always thought that it should not be alone, that there should be another statue just across from it called the Statue of Responsibility. Both statues would create a balance. So we should neither embrace the Puritanism of the 50s or the permissiveness of the 60s and 70s. In the Gospels, we see Jesus striking a fascinating balance in his encounters with good and evil, and his encounters with good people and bad people. We see Jesus accepting human weakness and offering forgiveness and healing. But we also see Jesus angered and vehemently condemning evil. Jesus is gentle, forgiving and loving to the sinners, the sick and the possessed. But at other times, he is enraged with the hypocrites, with people controllers like the Pharisees, the chief priests, the scribes, and King Herod. He called King Herod a fox. He called the Pharisees a brood of vipers. He called the chief priests whitened sepulchres. In other words, like whitened graves on the outside, but inside full of rottenness. Jesus, unlike human leaders, was loving with the ordinary weak people, but he was extremely angry and seething with the corrupt religious and political establishment of his day. All of us as Christians are called to have spiritual and moral balance in our lives, viewing ourselves as sinners in need of God's forgiveness, but at the same time viewing ourselves as God's watchmen, recognizing and calling out wrong in the world and in the church. As Christians, we have two responsibilities. One, to repent of our own sins, but two, to call out the world's sins. Being a sinner yourself does not bar you from being one of God's watch people. Noah was a drunk and naked. Moses killed women and boys. Lot committed incest. Jacob deceived his father and brother. Judah and Tamar committed prostitution. David committed adultery. Solomon worshipped idols. But in spite of all their human weakness, they were still called to be God's watchmen. So the Lord says to each of us today as Christians what he said to the prophet Jeremiah in the Old Testament. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as prophet to the nations." "Ah, Lord," I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say what I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words into your mouth. See, today I appoint you over the nations and the kingdoms, to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. And may the finger of God, which touched the mouth of Isaiah, touch all of us who are striving to be Christians.